Thank you, Mr. President, and very sincere thanks as well from my delegation for the work that the whole team has put in over the last few days and indeed weeks to get us to this stage. As we enter the final stretch of this review conference, my delegation certainly believes that the outline that is on the table now is a good basis for our continued discussions and should form the outlines of the final agreement that we will reach on Friday. The shape of that agreement, I think, is pretty clear, and I think commands the general support of this room. We have certain areas which are now ripe for agreement and which we can take a decision on now. There are other areas where we agree the broad outlines of where that decision is going to be, but where there is further work needed. And then there are other issues on which we need further, more detailed expert discussion over the coming years. So I think the overall outline is clear. We obviously need to make sure that the right things are in each category. And that we articulate in particular the relationship between the second and the third, and what the character of the agreement on principle or an outline is in that second category. In general, I think the document is well structured. I wonder if section E on the outcome of the 2017 to 2020 ISP perhaps should be at the top as the summary of what we have achieved before, rather before we go on to what we're going to do now and next. But that's a minor point and not one to insist on. But it is certainly right to have the substantive parts laid out next, and then the discussions about the future ISP under section F later. I think that is that's the right flow. On section A, and I should say I agree with what the distinguished delegate of Germany said about the order of the substantive sections, which are now numbered A through E, but that's to lay aside for the moment. On what is now section A, this is obviously a key part of the document. My delegation would prefer to refer to international cooperation and assistance throughout. We do sometimes, and sometimes it's just international cooperation. We should be consistent on that and add the words "and assistance." On the question of the action plan, my delegation still has some questions about exactly how this is going to work. Elaborated by the steering group is not entirely clear to us. We believe actually the decision on an action plan should be taken by states parties collectively, even if it is then going to be enacted or implemented by the steering group or whatever we end up calling it. So that's one point, and I think that would need to be reflected in paragraph 2 as well. On the voluntary trust fund, again, my delegation agrees with others who don't support the characterisation for the full implementation of Article 10. We would propose a formulation to support international cooperation and assistance on peaceful biological activities. We think that would better capture the purpose of the voluntary trust fund and situate it correctly in the overall activity under Article 10. In section B, I agree with what others have said. We are actually nearly there on science and technology, and I don't think the full progress we have made on this over the last 2.5 weeks is actually reflected in the document we have. My delegation has always rejected the false link between progress on A and progress on B. We believe that if a decision is there to be made or can be made sooner, then it should be made when it's ripe. We also believe, as we've said before, that a proper review of science and technology will inform our future work on all aspects of the convention, whether Article 1, Article 7, Article 10, or anything else. So certainly, if we are nearly there on Section B, then we should capture the progress we have made already. I do have comments to make on the other sections of the document, but I believe we're focusing now on these two, so I will reserve them for later. Thank you.